Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. I'm so excited that it is Easter Sunday. He is risen. He is risen indeed. This is such a great day, and it is where our hope is found, and that conquering of death and all the flowers coming in the springtime and all the symbolism of death and resurrection is just so amazing. And so I'm grateful to be able to pray for you today on this amazing day. We are in Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 31 in the NET, and it says this, New English Translation. While they were eating, he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and gave to them and said, "Take it, this is my body." And after taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant that is poured out for many. I tell you the truth, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink of it in the new kingdom of our God." And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even if all fall away, I will not." Jesus said to him, "I tell you the truth, today, this very night, before a rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I must die with you, I will never deny you." And all of them said the same thing. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And really, that's all I need to say. And we could end the prayer right now, but thank you for dying for our sins, for taking on all of the pain and the evil of this world upon yourself on the cross and dying on it for us. But then we also, today especially, we don't want to keep you there, Lord. You are not on the cross right now. You have resurrected. You are alive, alive, alive forevermore. And we are so, so grateful for that. You mentioned to the disciples in this particular passage, "I will be raised, but after I am raised, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Galilee is an actual place where he spent time with his disciples. This is a real place where a real person who has been really resurrected will go. And Jesus, thank you for being that resurrected king. Thank you that it was not merely to eradicate the Jewish nation from Rome, that yours was an emancipation for the whole entire world, Jew and Gentile alike. And your death and your resurrection has made a new body of believers, and we are a part of that. And I pray for my friends who are celebrating the resurrection on the other side of the world from me, who are perhaps in danger for speaking your name and for having your name upon their lips. Lord, we collectively as a body of Christ rejoice in you and are so grateful for what you have done. And we say together with joy, you have conquered death. Some of my friends listening today have experienced death in the terms of relationships that have gone sour, or perhaps they've had loved ones die in the past year. And we rest in the truth that you are the resurrection and the life. No one comes to the Father except through you. We choose to follow you. We choose to have hope in you, and because of the resurrection, we have life. If there is no resurrection, there is no Christianity. If there is no resurrection, we are to be pitied above all else. But the truth is, you have risen again. You have died, and now you are alive forever, interceding for us before the Father. And so thank you that you sit and stand at the right hand of the throne of God, interceding for us at this very moment. So thank you that we serve a risen Savior, not one who is buried in the ground, but one who has conquered death, something we could not do. Not only did you take our sins upon you, but you rose again. And that was the holy exclamation point of your power, proving your divinity and being the pivot on which all of history stands. We love you, Jesus. We celebrate you. We stand up and we worship you with everything within us. I pray this and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. What an amazing day. Christ the Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. And so on that beautiful note, have an amazing Resurrection Sunday.